Welcome back to WKY.
Thanks.
17 albums. That's my count, and including your new record. Am I close?
You know, it's a tough count because some of them are best of compilations. I don't know. I would say there's maybe 15 real sort of legit sort of full records that are all different stuff, but I'm not sure.
We'll go with 15. More. All right. Okay. This new album has been called a return to old David. We'll talk a little bit about that after we get a song here. But first, I was curious, why record this new one live in the studio? What was the inspiration behind that?
I wanted to get that inspiration that happens when I play for people. And I invited a bunch of people just through the website that you know, were forewarned that this was going to be a night of all new songs. And they were up for it. And it was really fun playing for people. But it wasn't the usual sort of live sound because we were using great studio mics and had the Rode mics sort of duct taped to the side of the studio mics to run a slight little bit of sound reinforcement in the back of the room as opposed to the front of the room so that most of the people were listening just acoustically and there was a little bit of sound reinforcement in the back just to make up the volume. And what it did was it added this luscious room sound, just this kind of a beautiful kind of reverb, natural kind of sound. And the audience was willing to be very quiet. I gave a hand signal at the end of each song as the guitar was finally sort of quiet after the last note, you know. And so there's no applause. It doesn't sound like a live record. But it has the intensity of the performance that I was after.
Hey, you recorded it in an old church, right?
Yeah, my friend's studio called The Monastery.
And was there any touch-up after the fact, or are the recordings pretty much what the audience has heard?
It was Pro Tools, so I was able to stitch together stuff. Like when I'd make a horrific mistake and land on a wrong chord, instead of redoing the song, I could just back up one line, sort of make that sort of wink at the audience to say, let's pretend this never happened. I'll just and then continue through, and then later in Pro Tools could stitch it together. That happened a couple times, but it did take the pressure off the performance, so that was good.
All right, well, what do you want to start off with here?
I'll start off with one that's actually newer than the new record, and this is about the oil spill. Big explosion on an offshore platform. After the warnings got pushed aside, to make it safer would be more expensive. They run the numbers on the ones who died. Crude greed, full speed, my need making the earth bleed. Hemorrhage 100,000 barrels of crude oil, then start to think about a backup plan. You think they might have thought about that sooner, before the fish are washing up on land. Crude greed, full speed, my need making the earth bleed. Single valve couldn't choke the gusher, the one defense against a deadly spill. They only planned on making a killing, they didn't think about what it might kill. Crude greed, full speed, my need making the earth bleed. Check the prices at the filling station. Factor the poison in the ocean deep. The loss of livelihood for generations. That's what it costs to make it look so cheap. Crude greed, full speed, my need making the earth bleed. They had to monitor offshore safety. They had a chance of getting filthy rich. They go together like oil and water. You can see the way the two things mix. Crude greed, full speed. My need making the earth bleed. Full speed, crude greed. My need making the earth bleed.
David Wilcox live on WUKY. I wanted to start with a post from your website where you talk about Reverie. You see it's got some stuff, some of that old David in there, speaking from the heart, getting back to basics, as it were. But you've also got a cast of characters around you this time.
Yes.
Describe how you got where you are with this new album.
The songs started coming that were sort of from the point of view of quirky characters that I didn't necessarily agree with, but it just felt like putting the songs in those characters was the best way to get to the heart of the issue. And a lot of these songs are about issues. They're songs that can start really good conversations. And it just felt like it needed more room. It needed more, not just me sort of saying my opinion, but more just sometimes speaking the other side just to kind of get a response. They started coming like that, and I mean, I'd always had a few songs on each record that were interesting character songs, but this was a bunch, so it was kind of coming to my peace with that, hearing more voices than just my simple sort of straightforward opinion. You
know? David Wilcox is hearing voices in
yes,
his head.
Yes, that's true.
Well, in addition to characters, you've also kind of got this theme of travel, or at least a strong sense of place, both inner and outer, I guess you could say, in your work. And on the website, anyway, you cite Gone to Santa Fe and Ireland on the new record and Three Brothers. And I found this line interesting. Some musicians travel in order to play music, but I play music in order to travel. I'm guessing your method has been a lot more interesting than just dialing up Priceline.
Well, there have been adventure travels throughout the years, and it's always been my real job to be inspired, you know, because output equals input. And so I love just visiting friends and seeing different ways of doing community and getting some perspective on the assumptions I make about my life.
And at the end of the day, you travel to new places, you do some soul searching along the way. When you sit down to write, what makes a good song?
Well, the ones that feel like they are drawing me toward the person I might become. The ones that hold a perspective on the world that is empowering, and with that glimpse through the song, I can imagine what it would be like to really see the world that way, kind of be at home in my own skin, feel like this amazing, complex, chaotic situation that I've been given is, in fact, a great adventure. And to kind of hold that sense of adventure is such a precious thing. It's so easy to kind of lose sight of that, and songs help me remember that.
So you like sort of taking a certain argument that would be natural to you, but trying to embody someone else maybe and where they're coming from. And
sometimes the opposite. Sometimes taking someone else's argument that I really disagree with and saying it in a way that is kind of getting someone to push back, getting the audience to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe that's not true, you know. Sometimes letting an argument play out that shows its own folly. I can play an example of one of those if you like.
That would be cool. We can get to that in just a little bit. It's reminding me of the philosophers that would a piece that would contradict the last thing they wrote, but they'd write it under another name just to see if they could sort of, I don't know, come to terms with what they thought on something. It's an interesting way of going about it. Who else out there right now is doing a good job of that, you think? What's in your stereo, your iPod, or your laptop right now?
Well, luckily, I have a son Nate is 17 now, so when I need new music, I just hand my iPod to him and say, fill it up. And so I'm hearing lots of wonderful stuff. And the funny part is, since it's just on the iPod and I'm usually driving and I'm not looking at the screen, I come back and I say, you know, what's the one that has the song about the... And so I have to kind of figure out who it is I've been listening to. But he makes great mixtapes for me, sort of sequences or... What are they called? I forget.
The name changes all the time, I'm sure. Yes. I want to ask about one section on your website, too. It's called Musical Medicine, and it sort of categorizes your songs by their inspiration or what they might best be suited for, I guess. And I like how specific they are. If you're not in a relationship now, but you feel blissful and unburdened about it, that's one of them. You've got songs for that. Complex heartbreak, regular heartbreak. It made me think of all these sites they have now where people basically try to guess at what their favorite songs mean. And there's songmeanings.net and song facts. And was this maybe your way of getting out in front of the curve there a little bit? And
well, I think a lot of those songs that you're talking about on the other websites that are talking about, you know, sort of guessing at really obtuse lyrics, it's an exercise in sort of letting your imagination sort of fill out the scene. These lyrics are really specific, and they are tools for getting unstuck in places where we get caught in life. And so, yeah, you can categorize these songs really clearly about these songs are medicine for particular, you know, sort of emotional ailments. And so they're listed by, you know, sort of where does it hurt?
Mm-hmm.
It's like asking a doctor what's the best medicine, and he'll say, well, I don't know, where does it hurt? So they're, my favorite are the songs that get really quirky specific. And so if you happen to be in that situation, it feels like, man, this song was made just for me.
That's probably the best way to go about it, because honestly, some of these interpretations, it's incredible to read. You know, by the end, it's people arguing about some obscure Beatles B-side. You know, this is about gerbils. No, it's about Hinduism. It's fascinating stuff to read. Anyway, switching gears a bit, I know you're always testing out new material, obviously, and sometimes putting it up on YouTube, playing it live, of course. What's the backlog look like right now?
There is a bunch, but, you know, the fun part is because there is this other way of getting music out, it's not so much a backlog anymore. When I write a song, I can pretty much tell either it's going to be a great song that works well with others and is on a CD, or it's just some quirky little cathartic thing that I had to get out of the way, and I just put it up on the website, and that's its home. And so most of the songs that I write just wind up being put on the site, you know, sort of present tense, the day that I write them. And that's really satisfying for me. And there are others that, wow, that's a great song. That really should be kind of put in context with other songs to really speak a more complex picture. So
seems like that would be really freeing to have different ways to throw your music out there rather than just, well, here's the record. And one of the pleasures of seeing David Wilcox live is the little stories and the little insights you get into the songs before you hear them. So let's hear another song and maybe a little story behind it.
All right. I'm tempted to play one that's kind of an odd... well, let me just play this one. This was unfortunately just getting angry, reading the paper, and sort of deciding, you know, there's really... I couldn't imagine the legitimate logic behind the point of view being expressed in this article. So I decided I would just kind of fish in there and see what I could find. You don't deserve to be citizens now. You're serving the opposite side. Well, it's treason to slander our nation and damage our pride. So how can you protest this torture we've done, as if our great land should be weak? Well, you're not worth the freedom we won that allows you to speak. So we'll throw 'em in prison, and that's where we'll leave 'em. There's no harm in torturing devils and demons, but you watch who you pity, or else you might be one. They call it torture. We call it freedom. So don't call it justice to ask for a trial of those whose suspicion is clear. If you are with us, then you should have nothing to fear. But you watch what you say about the land of the free. We're listening all of the time. Just remember, there's room down in Gitmo, and treason's a crime. So what gives you the right to say that America's wrong? We will shine like a beacon of light, but first we must fight to be strong. So we'll throw them in prison, and that's where we'll leave them. There's no harm in torturing devils and demons. We'll starve them and drown them and strip them and beat them. They call it torture. We call it freedom. Oh, say, can you see?
David Wilcox, live on WUKY. The new CD is called Reverie. Thank you so much for stopping by. It is always a pleasure. Come back next time you're in town, right?
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Oh, we love it when you're here. David Wilcox on WUKY.